time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have a few people with the carbon chapter of the FFA, the Future Farmers of America. I've got Samantha Jensen, Macy Fivecoat, and Jack Manaski. They've got an event coming up on October 2nd out at the fairgrounds. It's called Horse Games. It sounds like it's a lot of fun, and it's fun for the entire family. So just remember that if you're looking for something to do on the 2nd of October. We're going to start with Samantha Jensen. She is our secretary here. And Samantha, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing well. Samantha, why don't you tell the people that may not know what FFA is and what it's all about?
So the FFA organization is where pursuing all of your goals and working with persistent leads to achieving your goals. The FFA organization is developing some of the greatest young minds in our nation and will continue to do so throughout many years. FFA is an organization that anyone can join. Everyone always thinks that you have to have an agricultural background or ride horses to be a part of the FFA, which isn't true. We always have a variety of kids joining the FFA every year. The Carbon FFA chapter is dedicated to hard work and leadership. We are constantly growing as a team and individuals as well. If I could talk to every freshman going into high school, I would strongly advise them to try out for the FFA team. It's full of fun, hard work, and friends who turn into a family. One of the funnest things that we do, I think, is our horse games that we're going to be talking about.
And I think that one thing that I will have you speak to, because you just kind of alluded to that. Yeah, a lot of people think that FFA is all about agriculture, and it's not.
It's
totally not. There's totally different things. Like I was talking to you three before we started, my daughter was in FFA, and I believe she did a flower decorating competition. Mm-hmm. So there's all kinds of different branches and different things that people can get involved in. And when you go to competition, what do?
I personally either do horse judging, where we judge the structure, balance, and the muscle of horses, or I do the parley contest, which is kind of like a debate, and we get to pick our topic. And so it will relate to agriculture, but it's literally like you're debating with a team.
All right. And see, so it's about agriculture, but that's far from it. So, mm-hmm. You know, if you're interested, we'll talk more about that coming up in just a bit. But we need to get to talking about these horse games. And I'm going to bring in Jack Banaski. He's the treasurer. Jack, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I am doing well. So, and I forgot to ask Samantha. Samantha, if you'll hop back up to the microphone, we'll have both of you answer this question really quick. Samantha, really quick, what grade are you in? How many years have you been in FFA?
I'm a senior, and I've been doing FFA with the Carbon chapter for 3 years.
Okay. So now, Jack, same question to you.
I am a sophomore, 10th grader. This is my second year in FFA.
And we're going to talk with you about some of the events. So kind of give us a quick explanation of horse games and what some of the events are.
So this is a great family event. We do everything from the age groups of 6 to 18 plus. We have like barrels for little kids and adults, poles, long barrels, just team roping for the older kids. All the way up to your older ages. We're bringing ZD cattle in, which are professional steers. So if you want to get training on your horse or team rope, we'll do that. And then we'll do like a barrel pot and a team roping pot, where we everybody will throw in, and then we'll do the couple events. Yeah, it's a really fun event. We do like a family pack for like 15 events for $45. It's most events are $5 an event, or ranging on the events. Any event you can think of that you can do on a horse, we'll put it on.
So this kind of sounds to me, with, as you said, as far as if you can do it on a horse, kind of sounds to me along the same lines as like a rodeo.
Yeah, kind of about the same.
But you can participate, or you can bring your whole family out and watch and all that good stuff, correct?
Yep. And our registrations will start at 8:30 a.m.
on the 2nd of October.
Yep.
All right. And to tell us more about that, we're going to bring in Macy Fivecoat. Now, she's the president of Carbon FFA, and we're going to talk with her about, you know, what you need to do if you want to register for these events, how much the cost is, and all of that stuff. Macy, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing well. Now, Macy, let's get your where you're at in school, and how many years have you done FFA?
So I'm a senior at Carbon High, and this is my first year ever doing FFA as an officer.
Okay. So when you go to competitions, what do you do?
So last year I helped with Ag Issues, which is a competition, like Sam had mentioned, where we go out and debate, but we talk about a topic and we have to present to a panel of judges, and it's really interesting on what type of event we can go on and how far we can go into depth with it.
Mm-hmm. So do you enjoy FFA?
I absolutely love it. I wish I would have joined it sooner.
All right. So let's give some people the information that they're going to need as far as the horse games on October 2nd. So if people want to register, what's it going to cost them? And we just said they go there in the morning on the 2nd. So what's the cost for registration?
So at 8:30 in the morning that day on October 2nd, you will come and pay your fees, which for registration for per event is $5. And then, like had Jack mentioned, we do have some family packs. So for 5 events, you'll pay $20. And for 15 events, you'll pay $45. And then it's $3 extra for every extra event that you per side to do in, and it's going to be at the Carbon County Fairgrounds on October 2nd.
Okay. And then if people want to come and watch, what do they need to do?
So you'll probably pay your entry fee, which will probably be $5. We don't have that all worked out precisely yet. I think it might be free, but I'm not for sure.
Okay.
And then the youth events will start at 9 a.m., so about 30 minutes after your registration. And then the 16 and plus events, just all depending on how fast we can get through the youth events, will start at 1.
All right. And you are also going to have, this is really a fundraiser. That's what the whole point of this whole thing is. And you guys are going to have a table set up with some gift ideas and things like that. What kind of things are people going to be able to look at and purchase or even order at the event?
So when you walk into the Carbon County Fairgrounds, we will have your registration booth where you pay your fees. And then alongside that, we will have a table where you can pre-order reins, dog leashes, rope vases, and rope baskets, all made from the Carbon FFA chapter.
And they'll all be made by you guys.
Yes.
You guys are doing all that stuff for them. All right. Now, if anybody needs more information on anything like this, who do they need to get in contact with? What do they need to do?
So they will have to contact either JC Pressett at the Carbon High School. You'll call Carbon High and ask for JC Pressett, or you can contact me at macyfiveco@gmail.com, and that 5 is a 5.
The number 5?
The number 5.
All right. Very good. Very good. All right. Jackson Banaski, Macy Fivecoat, and Samantha Jensen with the Carbon County FFA, thank you so much for taking the time and coming out today. Everybody get out and enjoy the horse games. Going to be October 2nd out at the Carbon County Fairgrounds. Thanks so much for coming in today. We appreciate all of you.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.